Hey, Fetid, Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're going to be reviewing something that I've been waiting to review since the IPCPR, the Protocol Lancero from Cubata Cañol. Cubata Cañol is a cigar company launched by Bill Ives and Juan Cancel. And we've reviewed the Lancero. Rob reviewed the Lancero, and it received a very high rating. It received a 95, which is one of the highest ratings any cigar has ever received on Cigar Federation. Now, I was a bit jealous because I really wanted to smoke this cigar first. I didn't have an opportunity to get a sample and review it, but I'm going to review it now. I'm going to do a video review because I'm really excited. I think this could be a potential cigar of the year candidate. I smoked it at the IPCPR, and it was absolutely outstanding, but that was not the ideal environment to sit down and sort of really review a cigar because you're running around, you're not really having a chance to pay attention to the cigar, and the environment makes a huge difference. So a little bit about the Protocol Lancero. Very much like the original Lens, the original Protocol. It's an Ecuadorian Habano Oscuro wrapper, Ecuadorian binder and filler. And I think the big thing about this cigar is it's got, I believe, four Ligeros in it. Four Ligeros in a Lancero is insane. The fact that this thing burns as well as it does is shocking. I want to smoke this. I want to see just how good this is in a controlled environment. It's been in a perfectly controlled, climate-controlled cabinet since the IPCPR. So let's give it a shot here. Talking about the nose, it's got this really sweet, almost sweet hay and cedar to the wrapper. It's very good. Really ferment, like a rich fermented tobacco. Like if you've ever put your nose in a Pallone of tobacco, just that almost overwhelming, sickly sweet tobacco smell from fermenting tobacco. That's almost certainly from the Ligero, I'm guessing. Very, very strong. So given this is a Lancero, I'm going to be taking my time toasting this, making sure I got a good light on it before we get going here. Now I'm going to use a V-cut. My V-cuts, especially with the small ring gauge, very, very good. Keeps the cap intact. Don't run into dry issues. Oh, I've forgotten just how much bite this cigar has right off the start. Tons of pepper, tons of strength off the retrohale. It's got lingering pepper, some really rich sweetness. Draws a little bit on the tight side, but you kind of want a Lancero. Like, it's within the ideal zone, but it's a little towards the tight side, and you kind of want that on a Lancero. You want a little bit of resistance. You don't want your Lancero loose. Regular draw, lots of really rich sweetness, some spices. Spices really linger on the tongue. So I'm really getting more of the pepper on the retrohale and the spices on the regular draw. Now, from what I remember, the spices really die down, or that pepper, I should say, really dies down once the first third establishes itself. But we've got a lot of cigar to go here. We'll be checking back in. Coming up on the 10-minute mark, really just starting out here, but already some flavor transitions in the retrohale. I'm getting some smoked meat in with that pepper. It's got some, you know, like if you have a brisket, it's got that sweet, meaty flavor to it, and I'm getting that off the retrohale. The pepper is dying down a little bit, and I say a little bit because it started out at the full level, and now it's at the medium full level, so it's still pretty heavy. Yeah, I'm excited to sit and review the rest of the cigar. I've already had a chance to smoke a couple of these, so like I said, I already know the performance of the cigar, and that's why I was already kind of looking forward to sitting down and doing a formal review. Only 10 minutes in here, and two things to remark on. One, this is not a weak cigar. This is definitely a full-bodied cigar. 10 minutes in, I'm already kind of feeling it. Second of all, I can already see why Rob would have rated this a 95. The amount of elegance, nuance, and balance here in the profile is off the chart. The flavor continues to evolve. I've got this really rich stewed sweetness now mixing in with the pepper. Pepper's kind of receded down to a medium level, and really what you get is like if you eat spiced food, where you get a lot of that residual spice after you have a bite and after you've swallowed, and the spice doesn't hit you afterwards, and that's kind of what's happening to the pepper now. I've got a long way to go. I'm sure I'll be checking in many times throughout. Hitting the 20-minute mark, and the sweetness continues to evolve. Now it's kind of a fruity sweetness, but really the overlaying layer there now is this rich velvety chocolate. And it's a complex chocolate. It's like a dark chocolate where there's tons of nuance, tons of flavor. Again, the very strong cigar. I can definitely feel it. Maybe I should have eaten dinner before I had this cigar, but it's very eager to light up. You can see I'm about maybe an inch in now. And I'd say probably you know, you could easily get 2.5, 2 hours and 45 minutes out of this cigar if you took your time. I'm not sure whether I'll be able to take my time with it because it's tough to put down, but we'll see what happens. And in the 30-minute mark here, pepper's really continuing to fall down to about a light plus, maybe medium minus, but I'd really put it a light plus. Now there's a rich spiciness that's kind of mixing with the chocolate. I was getting some cedar there at the end of the, middle of the first third, but it's kind of fallen off. It was there for probably about 5 minutes, and then it's kind of fallen off and really been replaced by these rich spices. Lot of cigar to go here. Coming up on the 45-minute mark, and the intensity of the spices is starting to fall a little bit here as well. I'd say first third is probably going to be winding down here in about 10 or 15 minutes. Then we'll get into the middle third, and I'll start talking about the flavor profile as it develops. Now, on 5-minute mark, the Portocal Lancero is starting to transition in the middle third here. And as it does, the spices and the chocolate are kind of fighting for supremacy here. So some puffs I'm getting just loads of chocolate with the spices underneath it. Some puffs I'm getting the spices with the chocolate underneath it. It's really interesting, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it settles in the middle third here. Hitting the hour and 15-minute mark here, the Cabarqueño Portocal Lancero, and elegant, rich, balanced, incredible. Again, I think this is absolutely going to be a candidate for Cigar of the Year. I just can't say enough about this cigar. There's a medley of flavors here. So the cedar, which was kind of there and not in the first third, is really settled in here with the spices, with the chocolate. It's all mixing together. I'm even getting hints of that smoky, sweet smoky meat flavor that I was getting in the first third. Really, but I'd say about the halfway point of the cigar here. So we'll see if there's any other flavors that come to the surface here in the middle third. But, I mean, it's a super winner here so far. Passing the hour and 30-minute mark, flavor profile really hasn't changed in the middle third, which is not a bad thing. I mean, it's a phenomenal flavor profile. It's balanced, it's rich, it's nuanced, it's incredible. And we'll probably be getting into the last third here in about 5 or 10 minutes. So we'll see what flavors turn up there. In the hour and 45-minute mark, spices are kind of pushing to the forefront here. The chocolate's still there. The cedar's still there. The spices are kind of taking over. Everything's kind of at a medium level here. So we started out at a very full plus. Everything became balanced, nuanced, and everything's kind of fallen to a medium. Definitely at a medium plus in the middle third, but at a medium here in the last third. So we'll see what happens as the final third settles in. Coming up on the hour and 50-minute mark, final third's kind of settling in here. There's a bit of earthiness that's coming in, mixing in. It's not running any of the flavors out. Some of that pepper that was really present in the first third starting to come back here in the last third. Very detectable on the retrohale, but not overpowering. Again, everything is nuanced and balanced. Got probably another 15, 20 minutes of smoking time here, so we'll see what other flavors come to the surface in the last third. Wrapping up the review of the Cabarqueño Portocal Lancero. What an amazing smoke. Normally when we do a review on Cigar Federation, we typically don't do a follow-up review. We don't do another written review. So we'll just be doing a video review as a secondary follow-up to Rob's rating of a 95. Looking over my notes here, I'm prepared to call this a 97. It's the highest rated cigar I think I've ever reviewed in all the time I've been reviewing cigars. And I think it deserves every point. It's outstanding. It's rich. It's nuanced. It's incredible. The original Portocal was a great cigar, no question about it. This Lancero is something special, and I highly recommend, if you have the chance to try it out, to get your hands on it. I hope you've enjoyed this review. I've certainly enjoyed reviewing the Cabarqueño. I've got another one, I think another two to review. I've got some boxes in the way because it's an amazing cigar, and I had to purchase it as soon as I smoked it. The show, I knew it was an amazing cigar. Appreciate all your support. Thanks for checking out our video review. If you enjoyed the review, give us an up thumbs. Feel free to toss us a comment. If you have any feedback, feel free to leave us a comment or email me, surgeon@cigarfederation.com. Thanks very much, and we'll be back next week with another Cigar Federation video review.